Good afternoon. This is Midwest Beat at 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio and streaming worldwide at www.lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounge as your host, and this is the next 2 hours. We're going to feature lots of music and talk about some great entertainment. The first half of the hour is going to deal with classic cars, cool cars, red hot blues, and a great idea. How about a car show indoors? Yeah, that's novel, isn't it? We'll get to the details on that and tell you where and when in just a moment. But the best part of this is that they're tying in these cool cars with some very cool live blues, including the Road Jackson and Street Jackson Band out of Chicago. These guys are bad in a good way, and we're going to hear them now. This is Ida Mae. This is the Street Jackson Band, and we'll be back with more details in a minute.
Woman, her name was Ida Mae. I didn't treat her right, so she sent me away. Ida Mae, Ida Mae, and Ida Mae, Ida Mae. I wish I would have stayed with Ida Mae. I stayed out every night until the break of day. That didn't sit too well with an Ida Mae, Ida Mae, Ida Mae, an Ida Mae, Ida Mae, an Ida Mae, Ida Mae. I wished I would have stayed with Ida Mae. I stayed out every night until the break of day. That didn't sit too well with Ida Mae, Ida Mae, Ida Mae, Ida Mae, Ida Mae, Ida Mae, Ida Mae. I wished I would have stayed with Ida Mae.
Without a Ida May. That is Rue Jackson and the Street Jackson Band.
That's right.
Saturday, March 30th, they will be the headliner at the Crown Point Concours Car Show and Blues Party. It's happening from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and I've got the principal folks behind it, Dr. Mark Van Buskirk and Leslie Bailey, joining me live in the studio, along with my computer that just came alive. And let's talk about this event. This is the first annual inaugural car blues event, and you're doing it really quick. I mean, it's coming up in 2 weeks.
That's right, Tom. We're very excited. We've been working diligently to get this thing ready to roll, so to speak. And first, I want to thank you so much for having us. I know it was kind of a last-minute thing, but...
But we all live on that adrenaline, that
last-minute
rush.
Yes, I guess we do. I don't think that life offers anything differently, right? But really, we are very humble and very, very thankful that you have had us come on the show, and so we can share with everybody what we've got going on.
What is the Crown Point Concours? I'm not familiar with that.
The Concours is a show where we're bringing cars from local collections that people don't see very often, and we're going to bring them to a place where they can see them indoors in comfort and enjoy themselves with some live blues.
Now, is that a car club per se?
No, it's actually 30 different stunning automobiles and classic automobiles that I've chosen myself from the list of people that I know that own a lot of great cars.
Okay. So these are private cars, private collectors that don't normally take part in car shows per se.
Right. You have
these
to realize.
These are the big deal cars.
Right. These are the cars where the guys keep them in their collections, getting dusty in the corner. And if you happen to know them or get there, you can see it. It's over there. But they hardly ever bring it out to be seen. And some quite notable and important cars are right here within 100 miles of Crown Point, an awful lot of them.
And that's a good reason to keep this car show indoors to keep them protected.
Exactly.
All right. Now, tell us about the whole concept of an indoor car show. Did you set out to do this as an indoor car show because of the weather, or was this just the original idea to do an indoor car show?
Well, it was kind of a joint project. We had discussed it earlier on, and the word concourse, and Mark can elaborate on this a little bit more, but these are very exclusive cars. This is not your run-of-the-mill local car cruise, but the concourse is actually a French term where it means to parade or to show your car. And they do concourses all over the country. This has just so happened that we brought it local, and it's at a smaller scale, of course, because it is an indoor show. But Mark can kind of go on about that. He's been to several concourses.
Yeah, I've actually been fortunate enough over the last 25 years to travel all over the world and see car collections in Europe and all over the United States. And the concours itself is a French term. It's stunning cars that are aesthetically pleasing in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us an example. I know you're talking about maybe a Ferrari or a Duesenberg. I mean, those are rare cars to see in Northwest Indiana.
Right.
Are those examples?
Right. They're here. However, we don't have a Duesenberg or a Ferrari, but we have some others.
Okay.
Like a 1937 Bugatti, for instance.
Oh, okay.
The ultimate Art Deco car shaped like a big black teardrop. We also have a 1915 Flint Indy Pace car that was owned by a guy named Carl Fisher that built the Indianapolis 500 track.
Wow. These are stored within 100 miles. These are all here.
Yes.
Hidden treasures.
Yes.
That you're going to unearth.
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is cool. Now, this is happening Saturday, March 30th. I mentioned it's at the Lake County Fairgrounds in Crown Point, not far from where we're at today. Where indoors are you doing this? What building is big enough to house this?
In the industrial building.
Okay.
The largest indoor one. It's the south side of the fairgrounds.
Now,
it's 24,000 square feet, and Mark's taken on the task of making sure they all fit in and squeeze in beautifully, which I think we've got a pretty good layout. We have a good plan to keep everything.
We don't want any door dings.
No,
yeah,
exactly.
No.
How many cars approximately do you estimate you're going to squeeze in there?
30.
In that building?
Yes.
I want to see that.
I've been there 3 times with my tape measure.
Wow. That's challenging. That's got to be a tough mathematical.
Oh, we have a parking crew.
Was it hard to get, now, Mark, you've been involved in car shows for a long time. Was it hard to get some of these guys to say, we're going to do this and bring these treasures out like this?
You know, it surprised me, but it was actually easy. You know, I just know people that know people, and I call them, and they say, hey, you need to go see this guy down in Urbana, Illinois. He's got a lot of great cars, and you walk in the door, there's a V16 Cadillac and a Duesenberg's and the world's best 1935 Auburn. And he says, well, yeah, I think I'd like to bring a car up to that show. And he says, which one would you like me to bring? Any of them. Any of them.
Now, you can get all the details on this event at www.crownpointconcours.com. And it's C-O-N-C-O-U-R-S, just to make sure you find the right website there, crownpointconcours.com. Are there other events on that website, or is this the focus right now?
That's the only one.
Okay. Now, you're matching that up with barbecue, which Jose's stomach's already growling. You can hear it on the microphone. He loves his barbecue. So what kind of barbecue options are there going to be? What kind of food? And this is a festival of sorts.
Yes, it is. We have planned to, you know, when we first initially started throwing the idea around, Mark said, I want to make it fun. I want to have barbecue and blues music and great beer and have all kinds of fun things going on. So that was kind of the whole idea was to combine the car show with a blues party in addition to our great bands we've got coming as well. So we have Frank's Backyard Barbecue out of Cedar Lake. Mm-hmm. They are the exclusive food provider for the event, and they'll be serving pulled pork, pulled rib, brisket, their special spicy cracked corn, and their smoky beans. And, you know, if you haven't been to Frank's, it is really a unique place. I mean, as the area grows, more people are doing barbecue, but not everybody does it well.
Frank's way.
Not like Frank's. Right, exactly. So he was actually inspired when he lived in Texas.
Okay.
So you're getting really Southern barbecue food. They only smoke their food. It's not, nothing is prepared in the kitchen. Everything is smoked out back. And, you know, they've just been, I think that they've been around since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done some local events as well, festivals. So I'm sure people have tried Frank's Backyard. But their seasoning is delicious. Everything is made from scratch. And, you know, they're going to be there serving it up. And they're excited to be part of the show. And we're excited to work with them.
And again, this event is Saturday, March 30th. It's 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's indoor, so it's a rain or shine event. Food, blues, cars, beer. We're going to get to the beer in just a minute and a little more on the details of the event. But first, let's blues it up. Once again, Rue Jackson and the Street Jackson Band, and they are the headliner. We'll tell you who else is on the bill in just a minute. But this one, since we're talking about cars, let's talk about Cadillacs and sing about it. Cadillac back.
Cadillac. Now my baby won't bring it back. My baby bought my Cadillac. Now my baby won't give it back. Give me my Cadillac 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 back. Now she's driving my Cadillac. She's gonna give me a heart attack. Now she's driving my Cadillac. And she's gonna give me a heart attack. Give me my Cadillac back. 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 Give me my Cadillac back.
Cadillac. And now my baby won't give it back. My baby borrowed my Cadillac. And now my baby won't give it back. Give me my Cadillac 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 back.
Oh, give my Cadillac back. Come on, give it back to me. I wish I had a Cadillac. I always wanted a Cadillac, one of those status symbols, you know, just cruise down the street. Especially a convertible, top down with the fins on the back, those old classic Cadillacs. Today's Cadillacs, I'm not impressed, but the old Cadillacs, now that was style. That said, we are talking about a great event, Concours Collector Car Show and Blues Party. It's the first inaugural indoor event happening at the Lake County Fairgrounds. It's happening in just about 2 weeks, Saturday, March 30th. They wait to the last minute, but they got it. They pulled it off, and it's going to be barbecue, beer, and more. 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., and speaking of Cadillacs. Let's talk again to the folks that are putting it together. We've got Leslie Bailey here and Dr. Mark Van Buskirk. Mark is a name in the car business, or the car show business, I should say, out here. I've had the opportunity to work with him on a few things, and he's known for his classic cars himself and putting these events together. So let me ask you, Mark, are there Cadillacs there since we just played a Cadillac song?
Only three.
Only three?
Yes.
Can I sit in one?
I can arrange that.
What kind
we
got?
I will tell you, there's going to be a very early V16 Cadillac from a Hobart collection that, 16-cylinder car that talk about big and massive and powerful.
Yeah, I was going to say, 16 cylinders, that's got to be like a little jet.
Yes. This would be 1930s, 40s area. But we're also going to have a little lesson in what I call tail fin evolution when we park a 58 Cadillac next to a 59 Cadillac. 59 Cadillacs, of course, were the pinnacle of the tail fin generation. And it's nice to see how the styling changes from one car to another. And, of course, they're all huge beasts,
right,
these cars.
And gas guzzlers.
Yes.
I can't imagine what it would cost to run a 16-cylinder car.
Probably somewhere around 12 miles a gallon would be my estimate.
That's craziness. Cadillacs, are they still the status symbol they once were? They were the car everyone aspired to. Every rock star, every movie star had Cadillacs. Are they still up there?
I think they try to be.
Okay.
They got a lot of competition from foreign cars with, you know, luxury cars. Look at how many luxury car brands are on the market. Mm-hmm. Even people like Hyundai come up with their Genesis line and just, you know, creature comfort.
Wow. Elvis had a Cadillac. Ever since Elvis got his Cadillac, that pink one, I always wanted one. I thought that was cool. Any pink Cadillacs there?
No pink ones.
No pink ones. Okay. We can always bring the spray paint, Jose. You know where to get the spray paint, right?
Well, wait a minute. That's not true. The 58 Cadillac is actually a desert rose metallic.
So that's close.
Pink.
Yeah. All right. Now, we were talking about, in addition to having the cars, we've got blues. We've been playing music from Rue Jackson and the Street Jackson Band. And we also have great guitarist from the region here, Nick Bird, who plays with a variety of acts. He's been seen with the Kenzie Report for many years. He's got his own side projects. You've got him billed as Nick Bird and Friends. Who are his friends? Who's he bringing to the party?
He is bringing... I think it's a surprise.
Okay.
I know he's going to bring Sonny Tritt, a horn player that I know pretty well. And I'm not actually sure who he's going to bring. He's done blues at the car shows I held at my house for many, many years. And mm-hmm. I never asked them, and he never told me. They just showed up and blew us away.
Yeah, he runs with a good crowd, as they say. I mean, his players are excellent. So we got Nick Bird and Friends. We also have DJ Quinn, Mighty Quinn, Pat Quinn. Tell us about Pat.
So Pat was also Mark's right-hand DJ when you did your shows as well.
Just the past one, yes.
Yeah.
Now, is it strictly blues DJing that he does? Or is he like DJ, like scratch mix DJ?
I don't think he scratch mixes, but he's been a DJ for a long time. Right now, his focus is on the blues. That's why we kind of partnered with him, because he's very, very knowledgeable in blues music. And he was very active in getting us the bands for, the show. So Pat's been a great partner as far as, you know, getting everything lined up as far as the entertainment. That's just something that he's handled so that Mark and I could focus on other things. So he's been a very, very important role in this show.
Yes.
So he's coordinating the music and all that. What time is everything? I mean, it starts at 2 p.m. What time is the music starting?
We're going to hang around and see what it looked like at 3, I imagine.
Okay.
But it will be music all day. Between the bands, Nick will probably play from like 4 to 6:30, and then Rue is scheduled to come in from 7 to 10, and then, of course, Pat will be DJing in between.
Now, it looks like you have a sponsor there, too. Is that who?
We do, Indiana Beverage.
So are they providing the libations?
Yes, they will be providing the libations.
Okay.
We have the best beer available, and why not have the best beer at the best car show?
I agree, with the best bands.
Yes, absolutely. With the best food, with the best people, with the best dentist.
Yes, Mark.
I am also another sponsor at Van Buskirk and Krischke DDS, and I will be handing out toothbrushes.
Wow. Yeah, you could clean your white walls with those, too.
Yes, you can.
Everybody needs a new toothbrush.
I just broke mine today.
You did?
I did. I snapped it in half.
You know, I should have brought you beer samples and a new toothbrush.
That would be good.
That makes for a good Friday.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. You can dip your toothbrush in, sample the beers.
Speaking of our sponsors, mm-hmm. if you don't mind, we, of course, like I mentioned earlier, we have Frank's Backyard Barbecue. We will also have J. Jill's Market serving up their coffee and their exclusive to the area gelato. If you haven't had Jill Market gelato out of Crown Point, you are missing out. Forget all that garbage ice cream you get. Go mm-hmm. have some gelato. It's delicious.
Gelato, the texture is so much better. It's creamier. It's like a pudding almost.
Absolutely.
I love gelato.
Yeah, it's better for you. It doesn't give you that whole, you know, heavy ice cream feel. And they have all kinds of flavors. Their variety there, what they do out of that little cafe is really remarkable.
Where are they located? I'm not familiar.
They are actually on Main Street in Crown Point. They're behind the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
In that little shop.
Before you get into the square.
Correct. Yes. Okay. They're south of the square, right behind the Dunkin' Donuts there. They're kind of...
Yeah, it's north of the square.
I'm sorry. North of the square. Yes.
You'd be heading towards 30.
East of Dunkin' Donuts. Yes. Okay. Yep. Back there. So they do very delicious beef sandwiches and all kinds of coffee and tea, desserts. They do great stuff. Truffles, cannoli. I'm passionate about Italian desserts.
So I was going to say, you can get them there. Are excellent.
Yeah, they, everything's right there. You can actually purchase it to go. It's not just served there. They have it, you know, packaged to go. So it's a great little place tucked away in Crown Point, as so many places are. We also have Region Rides is one of our sponsors as well. Mm-hmm. Great magazine. We have Hoagie Pinstriping. Dave Hoagavin will be doing, he'll be featuring some of his work at the show, as well as Scooter Shooters out of Cedar Lake.
That's an interesting name. What do they do?
They, it's a bike shop.
Custom okay. motorcycles.
Custom bike shop.
Nationally known.
Interesting story about that. We were talking to Franks about getting, having them come serve at the show. Mm-hmm. And Frank graciously said, you should stop by Scooters and give them a flyer. So we went in there and we started talking. What a great group of guys. I mean, we had, I think we were there for 2 hours. Just they showed us their bikes and the artwork. And just to see how people make a bike seat is just remarkable. And I'm not a huge bike person, but once you start appreciating the art that goes into the hours, and very much like the cars, but his work is very, very, I mean, it is art.
Will there be bikes there that done, like sample
bikes? He will
bikes?
Be there, yes. Okay. He's going to be there. And they'll be featuring some of their work as well. They were featured on Discovery Channel. So they're the real deal. I mean, this is.
And where are they based out of?
They're in Cedar Lake as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. They are next door neighbors to Frank's backyard.
Why, obviously, you put this together pretty quick. Why Lake County Fairgrounds? Is there a reason that you chose it as a central location? Or?
There is. Well, I am a Crown Point resident. Mark's business is also in Crown Point. You know, trying to do things far away and other places that you're not familiar with can be much more of a challenge anyway. We just decided to do something crazy, and I said, let's do something indoors. I actually didn't really want to do anything outdoors in the summer. There are so many fabulous car shows that go on. Mm-hmm. And let me give you a little bit of a backstory. Mark, I actually met Mark through my uncle, who he's the founder of Lead East, which is held on the East Coast. That's the world's largest oldies show. So they actually met in California, correct?
Yes.
At a car show and got to talking. And my uncle, Terry Cook, said, oh, my niece lives in Crown Point. And Mark said, my business is in Crown Point. So he introduced us. After we, you know, spent some time together, I said, Mark, we should do a show together.
And now, how long ago was that?
Christmas.
No.
Okay. So this came together really quick.
It was very quick, yes. But when you're dealing with someone like Mark, who, you know, he really, he is neck deep in cars. He knows about cars. His group is cars. So that's kind of how it happened. And I said, let's do something indoors.
Tom, one of the things that I'd like to mention is that that particular time of year, every car guy is jonesing to get the car out of the garage. You know, hopefully that day the sun will shine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody's got cabin fever. Thank goodness we don't conflict with the NCAA tournament on TV. it's going to be a great show.
It's interesting. You mentioned your uncle's very involved in the East or West Coast. Alice's cousin is owns Marconi Automotive Museum out there, too.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
And so we're kind of getting into a little bit of the car thing as well. I'm not a car guy. I like cars. I don't know anything about them, as Mark knows. We've talked about that. I'm kind of clueless on a lot of this. But they're located in Tustin, California. And that's one of our pilgrimages we plan on doing in the next summer or two, is going out there and seeing the Automotive Museum. But probably a lot of your kind of cars are out there as well.
You know, World of Wheels was just in Rosemont, and one of our other sponsors, Customs by Voss, they won an award at that show, and they will also be at the show. And I think that, you know, trying to bring something local is really the goal here, too, because, you know, a lot of our guests would not have the opportunity to see this caliber of cars, especially the art. You know, these are custom-made cars, so you get to see the vision that the owner wanted to create on that car and just everything, or motorcycle. You know, it's just, it's very interesting to see the variety of art that goes into many, many different styles and
it's also
designs
very
of cars.
Affordable, too. You talk about World of Wheels and things. Those are higher ticket places. I mean, they're great and they're worth it, but they are higher ticket. Plus, you got to usually pay for parking, things like that. Fairgrounds has plenty of parking.
Fairgrounds has plenty of parking, and free parking.
The ticket price, you can find out at crownpointconcours.com, is really reasonable.
It is very reasonable.
It's like going
this
to see
a family
a
event. It is a family event. Yes, we want everybody to come. Absolutely. It's more about getting people aware of what these great cars are all about and what's out there. We will have the John Dillinger car will be there.
Really? From the movie or the real car?
It's actually a four-door Essex Terraplane coupe that belonged to John Dillinger. It's not the car that he stole from the sheriff.
Okay.
However, we know where that car is.
Oh, really?
No, we know where that car is.
I always heard that was the big mystery. Nobody knows where it's at.
So, isn't Mark
funny? Mark knows everything.
Maybe next year.
So, I mean, it's actually a car he owned, though?
Yes.
Wow. Did he use it in any crimes? We don't know.
You know what? The owners of these cars are going to be there, and those are exactly the kind of questions you should ask them, because they are more than willing to tell you everything you need to know. And there's some.
And that's a locally – it's local?
Absolutely.
This car is stored here?
Yes.
How cool is that? Any other historical things as far as relevance like that you know of? With any of these cars?
Well, you know, most of these collectors get cars with a story. The 1915 Indy Pace car is an example of that. But there's another car that's going to be there that I just discovered in Crown Point, a 22.5-foot long Rolls-Royce limousine, basically. It's a 1928 Rolls-Royce town car, a Phantom One town car. You should Google that. I mean, it's just a massive, huge, gorgeous thing. And the owner told me, hey, Mark, I might need to get some help to tow it there because, you know, this is a valuable car. And he called me yesterday. He says, Mark, I got great news. I'm going to drive it there. I said, okay, tell me when to show up.
Wow. That'd be a great photo op. You guys getting out of the back of that. Hello, we're here. Here's the red carpet.
Absolutely.
We're talking about this amazing show. It's the Crown Point Concours bringing this to the Lake County Fairgrounds. It's a very interesting project. Brews, barbecue, blues music, and lots of very cool cars you won't see at your typical car show. Bringing a little taste of the World of Wheels type of event to a small town situation. Of course, Crown Point is a city, but it's still very much like a small town. And on that, let's play another song. This is Rue Jackson and the Street Jackson Band, one of the groups that'll be at this event, and a song aptly titled Small Town. Check it out.
Moved my woman to a small town. Small town, it's where I need to be. Moving my woman to a small town. Small town is where she needs to be. If my woman tried to cheat, small town people will tell me. Stay up all night long. Through the blinds they peek. Before you wake up in the morning, your business is in the street. Oh, take my woman to a small town. Small town is where she needs to be. If my woman tried to cheat, small town people, they would tell me. Walker Barbershop. They say they ain't gonna call no name, but I saw a babe coming out of my house. She cheating on me with another man. Take my woman to a small town. Small town people tell everything they see. And if my woman try to cheat, small town people will tell me. Oh, yeah, yeah, a small town.
Yeah, 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 small town. Now that's some blues. That is Rue Jackson and the Street Jackson Band, and they hail from Atlanta, Georgia, originally. Well, Roosevelt does, Rue, and he's been performing premier blues here in Chicago for over two decades, and he's a regular at Roses, Kingston Mines, Blues on Halsted, House of Blues, Buddy Guys, Legends, and other joints. He's been with this band, the Street Jackson Band, for a while. They formed in 2012, and they recently placed third in the Windy City Blues Society competition. Not too shabby. And they're one of the, they are the headliner, I believe, correct?
Yes, they are.
Of this event,
yeah.
Along with Nick Bird and friends. And anyone that listens to this show or is a regular here in Northwest Indiana in the music scene knows who Nick Bird is. A phenomenal guitar player. I first saw him when he was jamming out with the Kinsey Report, and he was just a youngin'. And he's been around for a long time now doing a variety of projects. And he'll be there along with the Mighty Quinn on the turntables.
That's right.
Pretty cool.
That's right.
This is all inclusive. The car show, getting in, the music, and it's, again, basically it's the same price as a movie, and it's family-friendly, even though there's going to be beer there, a variety of beers. We're going to talk about that, too.
Correct.
It is family-friendly. So, and one of the cool things, too, that I really admire is it's free admission to active military guests. So if you are in the military, you bring your ID, you get in for free, you get to hang out with the cool cars, take pictures with them, get some barbecue, and have a good time.
That is correct.
So cars is the focus of this. It's the Crown Point Concours. And Mark, you were saying, Mark Van Buskirk is with us. He's kind of the car guy. Leslie's here, Leslie Bailey, and she's the car girl. And together they're bringing this amazing thing to Northwest Indiana at the Lake County Fairgrounds. Mark, you mentioned you're going to squeeze 30 cars into the industrial building, which I think is going to be a very cool thing to see how you do that, especially with the layout and everything with all the owners there and telling history and some placards and things that are up. What kind of cars? I mean, we've mentioned the Indy Pace car. We've mentioned three Cadillacs, and we mentioned the Town car. What else do we have coming?
We have a very rare V12 Packard dual cowl Phaeton. That's a car
that's
that
a
has
mouthful.
Two windshields. So the people in the back have their own windshield. It's also it's a LeBaron body, 1934, dark blue, gorgeous, just sculpture. Hmm. Rolling art.
Wow.
But, you know, this car show is going to have a huge spectrum of cars. You'll see a car like that. You'll also see a 1969 VW pop-top camper bus. You know, it's just plain neat. Is it Concours? No. It gets driven. But it's definitely one of those cars that turns your head.
Wow.
And, I think everybody wants one of those.
My wife definitely wants one. She keeps saying, if we ever hit the lottery, I'm buying like an old-fashioned microbus from, you know, the hippie days. Everybody wants that.
They do. Everybody wants that. Mm-hmm.
The mystery machine kind of thing, you know, from Scooby-Doo.
Yep, exactly.
So is that local, too?
Yes.
These are all local?
Pretty much. I mean, there are some people coming from Urbana and Indianapolis but and Michigan.
Oh, that's
local. The guy from Michigan, he's bringing a 1935 Studebaker President. Which
now, Studebakers didn't sell well, right? Wasn't that the one that
they sold great right after the war. They were the ones that were most ready to produce cars right after World War II. But they went out of business.
Yeah.
But the 1935 was the heyday for them also. And it's just a huge classic car. Just they're beasts, behemoths, compared to a smart car.
Now, people that are listening today that say, hey, I've got a great you know, classic car sitting in the garage under the tarp or whatever. Is there any room for anyone to add on at this point, or they should contact you for maybe next year?
You know, I could be tempted.
Contact us next year.
Send me an email.
Contact us next year. And, you know, we want to thank everybody who's reached out and wanted to have their car. We just, because we're doing the indoor show, we're at capacity, and we'd love to have everybody in the show just to be part of the show. But unfortunately, we've had to turn away quite a few people. We've had a lot of interest, and we're very appreciative of that. But due to the space, we just can't have everybody.
Now, you do have a website, crownpointconcours.com, and you mentioned Facebook as well.
Correct. Same thing, Crown Point Concourse and Blues Party. We have some photos posted on there, as well as some information regarding our vendors and our sponsors. So you can get more details at Crown Point Concourse and Blues Party on Facebook.
All right. Now, because it is limited space and because this was put together quickly,
it's also a magic show. We're going to make it fit.
David Copperfield, eat your heart out.
Abracadabra, exactly.
Bring a shoehorn.
If this turns out to be what you think it's going to be, what it looks like it's going to be by all indications so far, because the response has been phenomenal, will you be growing next year? Are you looking to do it in a bigger place or do multiple buildings at the fairgrounds? Or where do you go from here?
Up. Up and out, right?
How do you go up?
I think we talked about this a little bit today. We'd rather fine-tune a 30-car show at this mm-hmm. point than to look for a bigger venue. If the interest's there 2 years in a row, then perhaps. But those kind of venues are not easy to find in Northwest Indiana.
Right. Would you consider doing a second one, maybe an outdoor one later, and make it a biannual thing?
Well, certainly, absolutely. Mark is still involved with his show.
Yeah, I have the car show I put on at the fairgrounds mm-hmm. in usually the first weekend of the Lake County Fair, which is an outdoor show, which is
very
a
very limited space there, though.
Also, yeah, but this is a car you can drive your car to. You don't have to ask. Mm-hmm. If you're one of the first 75 to get there, you're in.
Right, right.
Yeah. We will absolutely, keep doing it every year. I think that, the business we're in, we see a lot of events where people try to do a show or they do an event and they try to make it too big and it's just too much. They bite off more than they can chew. So that was one of the agreements Mark and I made early on, is let's keep it smaller, but mm-hmm. still very, we'd rather have a great show. Let me also add that whether 1,000 people come or 10,000 people come, we are going to be celebrating either way, because it is also...
Because there is beer there,
but it is also Mr. Dr. Mark von Buskirk's birthday on that day. So he has a group coming in, right, Mark?
Yeah.
So we're going to have fun either way, because it's Mark's birthday and he is he's an asset to the community and he keeps people smiling. And we're excited that it's his birthday. So just come out and have fun.
Again, the date is Saturday, March 30th. We just had a caller say, what's the date again? So it's Saturday, March 30th. Write that down, folks. 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's the first inaugural Crown Point Concours Car Show and Blues Party. And this is happening at the Industrial Building and at the Crown Point Fairgrounds right there on Court Street. And you can get all the details on Facebook. Just go to Crown Point Concours and Blues Party, or go to the website, crownpointconcours.com. Yes.
It's also Eric Clapton's birthday.
Oh, okay. That's why it's a blues party.
See, that's the reason.
That's why Nick Bird's there, because he's got a very Clapton-esque style.
See that? See how it all comes together?
Wow. That's magical. That is.
Yes, it is magical.
Mark, I got to ask you, how did you get into cars? You're entrenched in cars. I mean, you're a dentist by trade, but you are a car guy in your soul.
Blame it all on Bob van Buskirk, my dad.
He was a hot rodder as a
teenager. I have pictures of him with his Model A Fords and black and white. And when we were kids, he used to buy Volkswagens and we'd redo them and customize them and sell them. And I just was wrenching since I had my driver's license, which was the day I could get it.
Wow.
15 and a half, I think, back then to get a learner's
permit. Yeah. So you have your own cars. We're going to talk about some of your own cars in just a minute. But right now, this is kind of the trademark song, as I understand it, for Rue Jackson and the band that's going to be headlining there, the Street Jackson Band. And again, he's from Atlanta, Georgia, but they've been performing here in Chicagoland at all the top clubs for a while. You'll get a chance to see them, and that's all included in the ticket price. You'll get Nick Bird and friends. You'll get Mighty Quinn, the blues DJ. And, of course, you'll get Rue Jackson and band. And this is one of theirs. This is Smoochie Man. Mwah.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm a smoochie man. I am, baby. Ow, I'm a smoochie man. Ow, show me a man. Don't know how to kiss. A lot of loving out there, that man ain't gonna miss. I smooch my woman and all over the house. Smoochie in the east, smoochie way down south. I am, baby, I'm a smoochie man. I am, I'm a smoochie man. Gotta learn how to smoochie before you hoochie. I am, I'm a smoochie man. All you men out there, you better take your time before you start loving your woman. You gotta stimulate her mind. I kiss my woman, I kiss her everywhere. Kiss my woman, kiss her way down there. I am, I'm a smoochie man. Ow, ow, I'm a smoochie man. And I got big feet. When I start loving my woman, and I can bring the heat. Show me a man, don't know how to kiss. A lot of loving out there, that man ain't gonna miss. 'Cause I am, baby, I am. I'm the smoochie man. I'm a smoochie man. I'm a smoochie man. I'm a smoochie man. Ooh. Tee.
You've heard of the Hoochie Coochie Man. I'm your Hoochie Coochie Man. Well, he's the Smoochie Smoochie Man. Rue Jackson and the Street Jackson Band, and that is Rue Jackson on vocals, Bill Whitehead on guitar, Jamo Wilson on drums, Lawrence Glasser on bass, and Ben David Richmond on audio. So he's the guy that produced all this stuff. So good stuff. They'll be headlining at the Crown Point Concours Car Show and Blues Party Saturday, March 20th. It doesn't have the same feel as the Sunday. But Saturday, March 30th, 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. And again, that is March 30th. It's a Saturday. It starts in the afternoon, goes into the evening hours. There will be over 30 cars, seldom seen cars. These are the big deal cars that you don't get to see on the cruise-ins, the kind that that are super, super expensive that collectors kind of hoard away and enjoy in private and with their friends. And speaking of someone who's got a lot of cars and shares them with his friends, Dr. Mark Buskirk is here. And Mark, how many cars do you actually have? You have quite a few.
I have about 10 that people always ask me, but only 3 of them I can jump in and drive right now.
Okay. But you do these little private parties at home, and your friends are all car buffs. So you guys hang out and drink beer in the garage or the pole barn or wherever you keep them?
That's what we do. As a matter of fact, one of the cars I own is sort of the genesis of this whole car show thing with me, because when I was a dentist, I had a patient with a terminal disease, and he also owned a very fine 1972 Dodge Charger.
I love those cars.
And he gave it to me in his will. He knew he was going to pass away. Mm-hmm. Him and his brother both had a rare disease that only 30 people in the world have at a time.
Wow.
I got to spend a lot of time with Joe, and you know, he said, I'm going to give you my car. And I said, Joe, give it to your brother. And he said, no, Mark, I know you'd take care of it. And I said, well, then let's paint it. So we actually got to paint it and get it all restored before he passed away. Mm-hmm. But it was set up for the drag strip. He never got to do it, but I did.
Okay.
And I just got the idea that I'd like to honor my friend that gave me his car. And in the year 2000, I think, was the first show, there were 12 cars called the Klassen Cruise. It was at my home. Later on, I did this for 17 years. Later on, I brought in Nick Bird and the Blues. And I used to have these parties at my home because of Joe Klassen and his brother Jeff that had this rare disease.
Now, will that car be at this event?
No.
Okay.
It's got a big dent right now.
That's one you must drive then?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of the cars I drive have dents, I hate to say.
Okay. Remind me not to drive with you. Leslie, your uncle, you said, was a big car guy in the West Coast.
He was the editor of Hot Rod Magazine back in the 70s.
Really?
Yes. He also was with Vans, or one of the custom van magazines.
The editor. Hot Rod, yeah. The Bible of
Scrape.
Cars.
Scrape.
Right. No, the Hot Rod Magazine. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. Scrape Magazine. He
will he be coming out to
car
this?
Person. You know, they are on a tight schedule. They, my aunt and uncle are both retired now. He is actually accepting an award at the Ford, right?
It's the Eyes on Design at Edsel Ford's estate up in Detroit. A very classy show that benefits the ophthalmology hospital up there. Mm-hmm. But Terry, his business is he makes copies of grand French cars, Duesenbergs. He's got the Maharaja's Duesenberg copy. Just gorgeous French, beautiful cars.
And Whoa. He travels the globe making these cars, building these cars. And
goes is he to from Dubai. Here originally?
He is originally from Illinois, okay. But they've been on the East Coast since, well, he was in California early on in his career. I mean, he's been following, chasing, building, remodeling, designing cars since he was 16 years old.
What are his thoughts on you kind of following in the footsteps here?
It's funny because they just completed his 37th year of Lead East, and he has retired from that show. However, I called him when we were throwing around the idea, and he just, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. And now, you know, he's how's the car show going? I think he's kind of laughing at us because he knows our pain and he knows, mm-hmm. you know. But when I think about what, you know, we've put into the show, and then, you know, you appreciate somebody else's work and time when right. you understand the magnitude of what his show was like. I mean, he does a 3-day show. They rent out the entire hotel. I think he has 250 cars. Wow. It's very, very, it's over the top. They do a prom. They have bands weekend long. It's a big deal. So, you know, I think he's just kind of, he's very supportive. I don't know if he's coming or not, but, you know, we're very, very proud that he is A, accepting this award, and just his years of bringing these cars to all these areas. And, you know, I think that there was discussion before that it's kind of like a dying right. Thing. You know, it's an older generation's thing. But I think it's coming back. I think mm-hmm. that there is a market out there where people like to come and see cars and tinker around and do that kind of thing.
That was actually something I was going to bring up is this something that is, because it is retro, because we deal with a lot of 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s cars, is this something that is carrying on to the next generation at a large quantity? We see that with the Blues. For a while, the Blues were dying, and now we got people like Nick Bird coming up and picking up. There's so many Blues artists now coming up the ranks where 10, 15 years ago, they really weren't. There weren't that many new blues artists, so we're seeing that turnaround. Mark, are you seeing younger people coming to your shows or contacting you and saying, "Hey, we want to do this"? Do they have that kind of disposable income like you had at your point when you were starting to buy cars?
I'd mentioned the rat rod movement. You know, that's younger people getting into
hot
rods.
What is a rat rod?
A rat rod's a rusty car.
Okay,
that's been restored. And of many different levels, of course. I mean, some of them are mechanical marvels, and some of them can hardly get down the street. But that's one of the things that is resonates with young people these days. That and, you know, the Japanese tuner cars.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to see if I could line up a tuner car for this show, but haven't had any success.
What is a tuner car? Is that a kit car?
It's a Japanese car with... You know, say you add a wing and a turbocharger, and I like to say a coffee can exhaust, because those kind of cars appeal to young people more than, say, you know, a 1930 Ford Model A. Buy one for $4,000. Nobody wants them. The people that enjoy them anymore are dying.
So what do you think the secret's going to be? What's going to happen to the car industry? I mean, the collector car industry.
Gee, if I could tell you that, I could sell it, I suppose.
So we need to get more people involved, and maybe this is the first step. Come and see some of these cars and drool on them a little bit, not too close. But, you know, and maybe you'll find that love, that passion that Mark and these other guys have, and ladies, and you'll want to get into it. Is there like a car club or a car website or something that beginners could look into this that you could recommend?
You know, I'll say Mark Hallier at Region Rides does a pretty good job of that. If you read his magazine, you'll notice that one of the authors has also got always talking about the young people and the evolution of collector cars and such. You know, think about it. You know, how many 20-year-old kids won a 1928 Rolls-Royce limo?
Right. But that would be cool to have.
Oh, yes, it would.
Wow. In closing, what have we not talked about? What do we want to reintroduce to people and let them know about this event? Again, it's the Crown Point Concours Car Show and Blues Party Saturday, March 30th at the Lake County Fairgrounds, 2 p.m., 10 p.m., 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Live blues, barbecue, beer, and some sweet treats as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a long, long, cold winter.
That it has.
And I think... the sunshine is finally out, so come kick off
March,
summer.
Go out like a lion.
Yes, exactly. Go, please, leave. We're ready. We're ready to roll the windows down and have some sunshine.
All right. Get more information online at the website, at Facebook. Concours Collector Car Show and Blues Party is the Facebook. And Concours Collector Cars, CrownPointConcours.com is the website. So there's also a phone number here. Should we give that out?
Certainly.
It's 219-405-0026. That's 219-405-0026. And that is the number to call. And again, thank you for coming out.
Thank you so much for having us, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Good to spend some time with you.
It is. It's a lot of fun whenever you
We're
come down.
We're always passing and going
we
each
do.
Other.
We're like ships in the night.
It's true. It's true.
We're going to leave you with a final song from Rue Jackson and the band. And okay. And... this one is track number 3 that we have collected here. So this way you've had a chance to hear a good variety of their stuff. This is actually recorded live, so it'll give you a little idea of what they may sound like. We'll give you an idea of what they sound exactly like March 30th when they play at the party. And this is I'm Gonna Love You Forever. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll have the We Three up, and we'll talk about their music, their experience on America's Got Talent, and where they're going from here. Going to Love You Forever tonight. That is a live recording of the band that's going to be headlining at Saturday, March 30th, Crown Point Concours Car Show and Blues Party. Based out of Atlanta originally, they are a big deal here in Chicago, play Buddy Guy's Legends and all the other big blues haunts. And they're the headliner. I want to thank Dr. Mark Buskirk and Leslie Bailey for coming in and joining us for the first half of the show. And I want to remind you, once again, you can get all the details on that show by getting online with them. And or on Facebook at the Crown Point Concours Car Show and Blues Party.